like Father said, to all you moms out there, I want to wish you an early happy Mother's Day. I hope you guys all remember that tomorrow is a special day, and that if for some reason you forgot, this is your opportunity and reminder to either call, visit, honor, or pay tribute to your mothers, thanking them for who they are, all that they, and for all that they do. Now, if you're like me, I'm going to be calling my mom and thanking her and also apologizing for all that she's had to put up with. There's countless ways to honor a mom on Mother's Day. Many years ago, my three brothers and I wanted to give my mom something special for Mother's Day. And so we decided to give my mom some time and some supplies so that she could pamper herself with a bubble bath. Having been relatively influenced by our consumer culture, the only brand of soap that us kids would consider purchasing was the brand that we saw on TV, Calgon. For those of you that are old enough, you might remember the old Calgon bath soap commercials from the 80s. Yes, I'm dating myself here just a little. Do you remember their famous slogan? Calgon, take me away. The commercials would show a mom in different stressful situations, and upon crying out, Calgon, take me away, she was instantly transported from the craziness of life into the peace and serenity of a bubble bath in a setting that looked like heaven. The promise was that by using Calgon soap, all of life's problems would disappear, at least for a little while. My brothers and I pitched in and gave my mom Calgon bath soap so that the promise could be fulfilled with her being taken away, relaxing without the pressures and demands brought on by us kids. And yes, it was thoughtful, and yes, she did enjoy it, but ultimately the promise of being taken away lasted only as long as the bath and then went down the drain. In some way, and at times, we all want to be taken away. Today, the church celebrates a very special and important day. Today is the day that the promise of Jesus are fulfilled as he himself is taken away when he ascends into heaven. It is the ascension of our Lord, a day that Jesus has been promising us for some time, the day that promises are kept, and also a day that new promises are given. Promises from God are important. They are a guarantee, something that we can count on, something that we can trust in, something that we should expect. And at the core of every promise, we find a longing, an eternal longing, a holy longing. A longing is a hope of a promise that is fulfilled, and a promise of eternal peace, a promise of heaven. To give a little context of these promises for the ascension, 2 weeks ago we heard Jesus prepare us as he said, I will be with you only a little while longer. And last week, we heard Jesus say, I am going to the Father. I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Today, it happens. Today, he is taken away to the Father, to heaven. What is our response? Believe. The promises from Jesus are realized as he foretold. Today, Ascension Sunday, Jesus' earthly mission of his life, death, and resurrection, it all comes to a close as he ascends into heaven. But before he ascends, he speaks of a new promise. A promise from the Father, a promise to clothe his disciples with power from on high, the Holy Spirit. This is the promise of Pentecost that is just a week away. Jesus goes up so that the Holy Spirit can come down, which then empowers his disciples to go out. As he says in the first reading of Acts, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. God keeps his promises. And when the Holy Spirit of Pentecost came, it provided so much power, so much courage to the disciples that it changed how they lived. No longer hiding out in fear, but being witnesses, proclaiming his name to the ends of the earth, ultimately to their deaths. The ascension should give us great hope because it's the fulfillment of a promise. Imagine the disciples and how much hope they might have realized when they saw Jesus ascend into heaven. Jesus, the same man who called them friends, the man who they spent a great deal of time with, the man who traveled alongside of them, the man who broke bread with them, and now the man who before their eyes is taken into heaven. This had to increase their faith in seeing who Jesus really is, fully man and fully divine. The ascension should increase our hope when we partake in the body of Christ, increase our sensitivity and receptivity to the Holy Spirit, and increase our confidence in who Jesus is and in what Jesus says. Jesus today shows us the hope of heaven, the place where we hopefully want to be. But as we all know, today, more than ever, it's so easy to be taken away by the temporary promises of this world rather than allowing ourselves to be taken away by the promises of Jesus, to be one with Jesus on earth as well as in heaven. And isn't this really our ultimate goal? Heaven is what we are shooting for, because heaven is what we are made for, to be one with Jesus, to be one as the body of Christ. We must hope for the eternal heaven. We must desire it. Today we are provided with an opportunity to seriously reflect on our hopes and desires. To where do we ultimately want to be taken away? Is the trajectory of our life and earthly choices headed in that direction? Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. No matter where we are in our walk with the Lord, God's grace can always purify, always refine our intentions and our desires. God's grace can always bring us back, can always make us stronger, but only if we allow it, only with our permission, only in our hope. Today and always, let us pray for greater hope and desire for the eternal, for heaven, trusting that when we pray, we give him permission to take us away.